crack it open before I use it and lose my cool. When I smile, tell me some bad news before I laugh and act like a fool.
Well, if it's the Who, it's got to be Coach Q. Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, America's original wing joint. And by the way, it's not just a wing joint. Hooters is a way of life. Coach Joe Quenneville joins us now on what's been a very busy time to be the boss of the Blackhawks. Good morning, man. How are you?
Doing good. Good.
Good to talk to you. All right. When will we know about Duncan Keith's number? When does the league announce that?
I don't even think they've announced when the hearing is. So okay. I think that's I'm not sure exactly. I think the protocol is through Stan and then to the player and the player agent and then the PA. So
you go forward planning on him being there tomorrow night and through the weekend? Until further notice, I guess.
I'm not planning on him tomorrow night.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
No.
And then Corey Crawford. We're hearing all sorts of stuff about Corey Crawford. Is there any update that you can talk about?
We're thinking there's a little progress. To me, the progress I'm looking for is see him on the ice.
Yeah, right.
We get that, we'll get a better idea of what it's going to take to start playing again. So it's a he's feeling closer to getting on the ice, and that's what we're hopeful here. And maybe today we'll get a better idea once we see him here later this morning.
You know, I'm a big Scott Darling fan. I know you guys are, and fans are, and he's got a great life story and stuff. How do you break down what's happened recently in goal? Is any of this on him?
Our goaltending has been fine. I think you look in that trip, gave up one goal, and it's a 1-1 game in the third period. So he's doing what he can to get us points, and you know, he played one ordinary game out of the last five he's been in, or six he's been in. So we've been he's been fine. Goaltending is it's been one of the most consistent parts of our game all year long.
Joe, let's go. And I'm by nature an optimist, so I hate to do this, but worst case scenario, if you do lose Keith for a while, what does that do to this team, especially coming at this point in the season where you've got five games to go and you're still not sure where you're going to be as far as playoff position?
You know, we want to make sure that our team game is better, and when we're looking to shore that up, we'd love to move up if we could, but it doesn't look like moving up is going to be a tough chore in itself. Staying ahead, you got Nashville 4 points back, anything can happen there, but we want to make sure in these five games that we're playing the right way and get some confidence, get some enthusiasm going into the playoffs. We want to make sure that everybody's playing. We want four lines that more balance in the ice time going into it, and you get no matter who you want to talk about, you want to make sure that consistency and you're feeling good, you're fresh, you're ready to go. So we'll try to keep that freshness part of the theme, trying to get our game A+, knowing that that's what it's going to take to win this year. But we need to get it going here.
I know Steve asked you about Corey. I don't think you asked about Artem Anisimov, who's missed the last couple of games. How far away is he?
Well, no, today, hopefully he practices today. And if he practices today, I expect him to be playing tomorrow. So he's not this is short term here. And Steve's as well was, we expect him both hopefully to be practicing today. And we're looking for a full lineup outside of Crow.
And Keith, who gets those minutes? Any idea?
Shared by a number of guys. We'll say everybody's going to play more. Last game with 5D, and you got to kill a 5-minute penalty right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Some big minutes by a lot of guys that I felt that our defensively we played a strong game and we didn't give up a ton of chances, and we feel that against the Minnesotas, and no matter who we play, cutting down and playing a low chance game really enhances our chances. And the defense core, Gustafson will get a chance to get back in the lineup, and we'll get Victor Svedberg back there playing some minutes, which we want him to get going here and getting back up to speed at the NHL level. And we like his reach, we like his size, and his presence as well.
What have you seen so far from Erhoff?
He's been all right. He's had some good in his game. I think with the puck, he does some decent things, and he generates some offense from the back end, which we like. And I think he adds depth to our team.
Kane and Panarin cooled off big time. Anything special going on there?
I don't know, they're getting chances in games, you know, playing with a different center. I thought they generated a lot in the Vancouver game, not so much in Minnesota, but that's, a, you know, no matter what line or team, when you play Minnesota, you know, there's not going to be abundance of scoring chances. But I like the way they started generating a little bit more, what they've been doing all year in that Vancouver game, whether it's getting on a little bit of a roll here going to the end of the year. But, they, you know, they're getting a lot of attention and focus and, you know, we want to make sure that there's feeling good about it when, right at the end of the year here before we start.
Yeah, I don't know if you've noticed, you've had some success at this coaching thing. So what's your philosophy with the regular season versus the postseason? Is it the one game at a time thing, no matter where you are? Or can you literally drop the mic on the regular season and go, okay, now it's postseason, it's a completely different thing?
Well, our guys know the importance of games, and it's not like we pick our spots. I mean, we feel that we start on time. We're competitive as heck. We want to be the best we can day in, day out. And at the same time, you know, the bigger the occasion, the bigger the stage, it seems like there's a great response. And I think that's the competitive nature of our guys, to know that, you know, it's time. And I think that I can't say that we're going along here at that game seven mentality, but I still think we're working, we're trying, we're doing the best we can, and we're getting close to that game seven mentality. And I think that they know the difference, and I think that's basically where we're at right now.
Any particular feel in regards to how big a challenge this period is versus any other time you've had with the Hawks?
No, very comparable. I don't see it any different than the last 3 or 4 years at this time of the year in this position.
You know, I've got a problem here I need your help with.
Okay.
You know, Kevin Powell, who you talk to every week, you know, produces this show forever, is moving to the Rokan show to do sports. Doing a really good job, and we're happy for him. And, you know, I want the kid to have all the success in the world. So that's a good thing. And Ross Cochran left the show for a business career. So I've got some important minutes I need to have picked up. I mean, who should I be looking for? I mean, am I looking for a gamer? Am I looking for, because, you know, I mean, who do you like in those two roles?
Well, I think you need a little bit of, we don't really want politician type, right?
No. We want straight shooters.
Yeah, right. We want to be, we want to, you know, guys that like, you know, like a guy like Shazzy tells it the way it is. Somebody like that.
So I need somebody in there that's willing to punch somebody in the face for the sake of this show if they need to.
Well, you got the guy. Shazzy's the guy. I just volunteered him.
All right, so we'll take some minutes from Shazzy, and we're going to have to pick up somebody else. But I just think, you know, maybe I bring you in on the interviews for the new staff.
Well, whatever it takes. You know, whatever. What are I going to do to help you?
Yeah, because really, all you have to do is just sit there and just sigh a couple of times and then turn away in disgust. And I think the message will be delivered.
Yeah. That'd be a nice interview process.
So, it's Coach Joel Quenneville, sponsored by Hooters, America's Wing Joint. One more shot from you, Dave Ennett.
Well, let's talk about going back to Winnipeg tomorrow night, because you were just there, and that was one of your better games, I think, in the month of March. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, we had a little stretch here. I mean, we went on the road here. We were doing all right prior to the last period in Minnesota. But I thought we played a real good, strong game in Winnipeg, playing the right way. Did a comparable game. I thought Calgary, we were all right. Vancouver, we were better. And for 40 minutes, we were fine. So I think we want to make sure we're playing a road game where it's, you know, low-checking affair, not a lot of scoring chances, and work our way through the game. And that's what we did last time in Winnipeg. You know, Laddie had a good night. That line was good. And then we're excited about that line coming in as well.
I got to tell you, the two guys I'm having the most fun watching lately are Ladd and Hossa. Yeah. Hossa's all over the ice.
Yeah.
You know, and he's made Mr. Shorthand this year. But Ladd is getting great chances as well. So, you know, the two older guys having nothing but fun out there.
Well, I'm sure they like playing together. That line, you know, they get important minutes. And that host had a great night the other day in Minnesota, scored sitting on 500. And you know, he plays both ways. And Laddie, I'm sure, is excited about getting back into Winnipeg and had a nice game last time. I'm sure he's looking forward to tomorrow night as well.
How does a guy Hossa's age play that hard and get those kind of minutes in? I mean, he ought to be on the couch looking for the remote.
Some old guys that have played the game. I think of Chelios right away. Now you're this year, a lot of talk about Jagr and his age and his production at this stage of his career, which is pretty remarkable. A host, you know, it's up to him. I mean, he can go as long as he's, you know, he wants to. I mean, he's his pace of his game hasn't slowed down one bit, and he, you know, he plays the right way. He knows how to play. He's strong in the puck, and so it's, you know, it could be, who knows? But it's certainly, you know, he loves coming to the rink, loves playing, wants to be on the ice, and can't ask for any more than that.
Steve, don't underestimate older guys.
Well, I'm not just talking about you, Dave. I'm talking about the big picture stuff. Coach Q, have fun tomorrow night. Glad to hear you. Give us confidence talking to you. You know, we want this team to do as well as you do, and you give us confidence.
All right. Enjoy.
All right, buddy. All the best.
Hey, thanks.
That's Coach Joel Quenneville from your Chicago Blackhawks, who's going to help me with the interview process to replace Kevin and Ross.
Coach nice Q, of him, yeah.
With all his free time.
Yeah. And again, we're doing a nationwide search. No stone left unturned until we find the right people.
How do you think, though, that'll help the confidence of those you're interviewing if Q looks away and shakes his head in disgust?
I think it's a you know what it is? It's a sets the bar at a certain level of expectation. So